There is one specific sector of crypto that is set to outperform the market in 2026 and beyond. And the latest move by Trump's government to inject $1.5 trillion of liquidity has only strengthened this fact. In today's episode, we're going to explain why this is happening and give you our top picks in this area.
Most of you are already familiar with the leaders in this sector, but that's not where the alpha lies. The real alpha is in finding an emerging name that nobody is talking about. In today's episode, we have a project for you that will change your portfolio forever.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
There is one sector of crypto that is set to outperform the market in 2026 and beyond. And the latest move by the Trump government injecting $1.5 trillion into a related sector only strengthens this argument. In today's episode, we're not going to be focusing on the existing leaders of this sector. We're going to be talking about the emerging leaders, where the real alpha is. Something that could change your portfolio forever.
What are the hottest projects out there right now? They're privacy preserving. Look at Monero. Look at Zcash. These are projects that have pumped insanely over the past 6 months while everything else has been bleeding. There's a reason for this. The reason is, as everything starts to move on chain, you're essentially being tracked a lot easier. So these developers and these teams are going to attempt to identify ways where, you know, the everyday individual can move about online, make transactions where you can't be traced. And that's a good thing. So to me, and at first glance, you know, you have your Monero and your Zcash, like, well, what's the next one? Well, this is a multi-billion dollar company in the making. When we get into some of the names associated with it, like, we're talking US Department of Defense. And these are like real people. You can go on, look at their LinkedIn. They got 2000 followers and all these things. And it's sitting at like a $15 million market cap. The chart has been up only since inception. And I think this is one that really has to be highlighted.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at here is the next emerging leader in the privacy sector. There have been a lot of privacy projects to, you know, pop up over the last 3 to 6 months since we've seen the emergence of Zcash and Monero. And while I don't think the privacy narrative is going away, I think you really do have to be selective in the projects you pick when you're trying to get into the privacy sector. We saw that recent report by Andreessen Horowitz, that one of the biggest venture capitalists in crypto, in all of investing. They said, look, privacy is the key meta that people need to be focusing on. So the project we're going to be talking about today, again, this could be, is it the next Zcash? Is it the next Monero? Is it something completely different in the privacy sector? Well, sitting at like a $15, $20 million market cap, I do personally think, again, not financial advice, you need to do your own research on these things. I think this should be somewhere around $100 million market cap or more. That's why we've personally added this to our portfolio. We're very bullish on this project. And when you learn about what they're doing in the privacy sector, it's very, very impressive. Now, at the start of the episode, I said, look, not only is privacy the hottest narrative in crypto, but look at what the Trump government is doing. And that's where this project really comes into light. Because what did Trump and the government just do? They said they're going to spend an extra $1.5 trillion on military spending. Now that's where this project gets really interesting. Because whereas Zcash and Monero, you know, they're user-based privacy projects, the project we're talking about today, not only have they onboarded several high-level individuals that used to work for the U.S. military, the Marine Corps, the Department of Defense, they're potentially building military-grade, institutional-grade privacy software and tech. And because they're brand new, no one has even caught on to this yet.
Man, the timing couldn't be any better. Trump is literally injecting $1.5 trillion into the military. He's attacking Greenland. He's taking down Venezuela. You know, what a time. Like, the geopolitical tensions right now are as high as they're ever going to get. Like, gold is skyrocketing at all-time highs, right? So what better timing for a project to come along that has these names that we're going to dive into at this specific time? Like, it's perfect. So when you look at their co-founders, there's two of them here. Marcus Crockett, he secured the U.S. Department of Defense, critical infrastructure, financial institutions, and government systems. You look at Harris Nussbaum, former U.S. Marine Corps cryptologist, zero trust and AI era systems architect. So this is, like I said, you can go on, you can look at these guys, you can go to the LinkedIn, they have 2,000 plus followers, they have endorsements, 500 plus connections. You can't fake that. These are real people.
They just announced two new advisors that have, they used to be high-level executives at the Department of Defense, the Navy, the Marine Corps. Like, the writing is on the wall here. This is a military-grade, institutional-grade privacy project with real people. This is one of those projects that have, you know, undoxed Pudgy Penguin founders. This is a real project with real people building real privacy tech for the long run. We've already talked about this project. We posted about this in our Discord, in our Telegram, to our really loyal followers. And, you know, that's why we wanted to make an episode about it today. So if you're not already aware of the project we're talking about, the name of it is Enigma. The ticker is ENX. It's on the Ethereum blockchain. We'll have some of the details listed in the description below. But as we said, this is one of the biggest additions to our portfolio in some time because we're bullish on the privacy sector. I don't want to buy the top of Monero. I don't want to buy the top of Zcash. What I'm looking for is the next leader in privacy. And for us, our personal opinion, Enigma could be it.
Yeah, this is privacy preserving infrastructure. And it's interesting because Binance, their latest quarterly report, had it on their industry map. What they did is they underscored the rising significance of privacy-focused infrastructure and the leading projects shaping the space. So in the infrastructure and framework area, they had Enigma listed there. You know, there's only a handful of projects that actually made this list. And we're talking about Binance here, one of the biggest exchanges in the world.
Yep.
We also have Vitalik Buterin going on about, you know, what 2026 looks like for Ethereum. And his key focus is on privacy-preserving protocols.
Yep.
You know, so we have advisors and co-founders from the U.S. Department of Defense. We have geopolitical tension at all-time high. We have injections of liquidity into the military. We have Binance and Vitalik both highlighting privacy preserving. We have privacy preserving tokens that have done 800% over the past year. I mean, what a time to be looking at a project that's sitting around 15 million.
100%. And like, it's okay. Privacy tech can get a little bit complicated, but when you're looking for a real world use case, now this is from the Enigma website. Here's a real world use case for the Enigma privacy tech. Supply chain management, defense contractors, military, right? Like, are you seeing the trend here? Military defense contractors. They must ensure that their components and inventories must be 100% confidential. Enigma data tunnels allow for the entire supply chain to be protected end to end. Why do you think they're brought on people from the Department of Defense with experience at the Marine Corps, the Navy? This is exactly who they're building for. They're building for the military. Now, what did the U.S. government just say? They're going to be spending $1.5 trillion on military tech. Do you see what's happening here? Enigma is building for the future of military privacy preservation. And I think the timing is perfect. They've got real tech here with real military use cases.
Yeah, this is built by Americans who have actually secured the country. This is American-grade infrastructure, and it's built to protect America at a national and global scale, right? So when they actually just did something recently here, and I think this is kind of what points to actual adoption and how they're going to make some real money. One of the largest global point-of-sale POS distributors is transferring an equity position into Enigma.
Right.
So this is Free World, FRII, and they're UK-based. It's a Web3-enabled payment gateway. They signed a memorandum of understanding, and basically Enigma will secure over 50 million POS terminals worldwide. So they're already starting to see now the implementation of their new technology. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, 100%. So they've called their proprietary tech is something called RAVID, Randomized Adaptive Virtual Infrastructure Defense. It protects against cyber attacks by removing what attackers look for. You can change your service identity and access point, gets rid of all vulnerable resources. It actually already prevents quantum and AI attacks, which is another huge talking point in the world right now, which is anti-quantum, AI hacks, AI, you know, spoofs, all that kind of stuff. So Enigma has already built technology to protect against the next generation of cyber attacks, which is quantum and AI. So future-proof technology with real-world use cases, real partners, stack team. one of the hottest narratives in all of crypto, privacy. And again, we're not talking about a project that already has a market cap of 100, 200 mil. At time of recording, the market cap of Enigma is only like 15, 20 mil because it's brand new. They basically did a stealth launch. It's not full of like paid KOLs, VCs who are dumping. It's a healthy chart. It's a very low market cap. That's why we are happy to add it to our portfolio. Again, not financial advice. This is just my personal opinion, but it would not surprise me given that I am bullish for Q1 and Q2 of this year. I could see a significant rally in crypto. I don't see a reason why Enigma can't 10x from here and be a $150 million market cap project, given how hot privacy is and given the market caps of some of the existing leaders in privacy.
Yeah, the fact that they got a docs team for a privacy project, typically these privacy projects are, you know, undoxed, right? Everyone wants to stay anonymous. But there's multiple ways in which Enigma can actually start making money as well. And that's the enterprise subscription. So governments and large enterprises pay a recurring fee to run private Enigma infrastructure. Developers, they can also integrate. So if they want to start using the SDKs and start tapping into their framework, they are going to have to start paying as well. And then users can upgrade. So consumers can start for free and then they pay premium access to access what they just released, which is the EPN, Vault and Echo. So there's some of the products that are being released, users can also start tapping into it as well.
Yeah, 100%. So like, I think our macro outlook for the market is the same right now. We do expect a significant rally Q1, Q2. I think it's more likely than not, but there's not enough liquidity in the market to pump every sector. You know, we might not see an altcoin season where everything pumps. That's why we have to be selective. We want to put our money into sectors that are already hot, where there already is attention. And it's for sure, it's privacy. Privacy may be one of the one, two, or three sectors that actually pump significantly when the market goes up. You can already see that Zcash and Monero have been leading the way. So for us, I want to find a couple of low, undervalued, in our opinion, privacy coins. And Enigma, when you take into account the team, the advisors, the tech, the fact that it's aligned with this whole military angle with this $1 trillion liquidity. A lot of these things line up for me that say ENX could be the next thing that pumps 5-10X. Again, my personal opinion, not financial advice. But for me, privacy, Enigma could be the next leader.
All right, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.